This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Yeah. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
Yes, episode 49 of the On Demand series. We are going to bring you episode 50, obviously, next Monday. But let's focus on today, DJ Motai. How are you doing, man?
Yo, this pan-fried DJ Motai is doing fucking good.
Do you like the pan-fried DJ thing?
I think it's hilarious, dude.
It was funny, man.
I was like, I didn't see it for maybe a few days, and I looked at the post. I was like, and I read it. I'm like, this motherfucker.
Well, for people who don't know what we're talking about, obviously you probably don't. I did a post on my Instagram promoting the Debonair Lounge, and I said, come out and see the Debonair Duo and everybody's favorite pan-fried DJ Motai. So that's what you're running with. That's my nickname for you.
Hey man, it's kind of cool.
I like it. I think it's funny.
I think it's hilarious, man.
I just play. Do you care like when people like play into your race and stuff like that?
Not really.
No, I because you're not a very Asian guy.
And I mean, even if I was, I really wouldn't give a. I wouldn't give a hoot.
You wouldn't give a hoot.
No, I really wouldn't care, man.
Oh man. Well, yeah, that's good though. You know, you have to be open to things and not take things personal. And stuff like that, you know. I think pan-fried DJ, I think it's funny.
It's hilarious.
Hilarious. I like it. I dig it, sucker.
Dig it, you know, sucker.
We did an interview recently on a radio station. I'm trying to get the audio still from it with 2011.
You get those messages?
Our band, yeah, I got them. But we did an interview, I think it was on WJMJ or MJWJ.
MJWJ.
MJWJ Radio here in Houston. And they asked us, like, we were, like, just joking around doing our normal stuff.
Right.
And they kind of said, like, Is like race not important to y'all or something, right?
It's something like that.
It was something like that. It's about the diversity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll try to get the audio for y'all on the Fake Monday Morning podcast, which y'all can go subscribe to right now on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We have our extras and classics channel called BG Show Presents Fake Monday Mornings. Go check that out. Right now.
Not right now. After you listen to this.
Well, after you listen to this, yeah. Yeah. Correct. There you go, Motai.
There you go.
You're quick on this.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were talking about diversity, and it's funny because I think I said, like, I never really thought about it. I don't know if, like, when we were forming 2011, I never thought about diversity or anything. I think it was just an organic thing, right?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was, like you said, organic. It was, what is that? What's that word? Original.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, what is that? You know, when people plan things out, things don't always work.
Strategic. It wasn't strategic.
I guess so. You could use that word. But our strategies are, you know.
Are strategic.
Our strategics are good within the band.
Schematics?
You know. Schematics. No. Blueprints?
What? Blueprint? What? Yeah, man. So that's that. But I don't know. I never thought about that. But that I just saying that to say, like, you obviously don't care about, like, Asian comments. Even your. When y'all hear DJ Motai's new DJ drop.
DJ Motai.
Gong. Yeah. But it's great, man. You know, I had to deal with another Asian man today, though. My Ford F-150, the big red truck, all right? The big red truck, a.k.a. Clifford.
Got the big red truck today.
It's been in the shop all year, pretty much. Like, it went in at first for 2 weeks. I got it back, and that same day I had to take it back because the transmission went out, right? And then I had that for, like, another 2 weeks. And then when I'm driving around, I'm going to the reality wrestling show. Boom, engine blows up. Two camshafts completely destroyed, right?
Is that what he told you?
That's what he told me.
Man, he's throwing some bullshit at you, dude.
Well, whoa, I don't know. I'm not going to accuse him of anything.
I'm just saying, that's what mechanics do.
Well, hey, I'm not going to accuse him of anything. There's a new engine being put in. Hopefully, it's being trans
5.4.
5.4.
Today, he sent the wrong one. 4.6. I asked for 5.4. He don't send it.
But hopefully, this guy gets me my truck back by Monday. Well, today, when they're hearing this, I should be driving my Ford F-150. I'm tired of not being in it.
Oh, yeah.
He's had it more this year than I have.
That's sad, man.
It's sad, man.
I'd
love
be super pissed.
Oh, I'm so mad, but it's all right. It's all right. You know what? I'm gonna take it with a grain of salt. I'm gonna be easy about it. Woosa.
There you go.
And I'll hopefully get it back soon, but I don't know. I don't know about that. But you know, that was my another dealing. But if y'all have noticed though, y'all listening to me and DJ Motai talk, and Nadi Mani is not here today.
Is not in the studio.
She's not in the office.
Office.
But she'll be back next Monday.
She's gone fishing.
She'll be back next Monday. So I know y'all miss her. You'll need to hear her sexy, sexy voice on the airwaves of the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. But she is not here. She'll be back next week. I just want to throw that out there. But yep. We have a great, great, great show for you today. Last week with Kai Meyer was a great episode. We implemented our new segments. Now we have DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix. We have the news with Ashley Imani. We have Real or Fake. Oh, and then yeah. We have the interviews. So it was a great show. We had a lot of great feedback. We would love to hear from y'all. It was awesome. A lot of social media response, a lot of call-ins, man. That was so cool. We only got to air two of the calls that came in, but they were all great. Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it. We're gonna have another call-in segment today. So get your cell phones ready, brother.
Get your cell phones ready, brother.
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 From another mother.
From another mother, brother.
Yeah.
What you gonna do, Motai?
Brother from another mother of another color.
When entertainer mania runs wild on you, Jack. Dig it.
Smell it.
Can you smell what the Brad Gilmore Show is cooking today? You know, it's a great. We're gonna talk about some wrestling stuff coming up here in the news. But we had the Debonair Lounge Hip Hop Showcase, first ever of its kind, presented by Crown XO the Debonair brand last Monday.
Man, Crown XO. I don't think they provided enough, dude.
No.
Oh man.
You wanted more?
I didn't have any.
You didn't have any?
I was like, Tay, where's the Crown XO? Complimentary. He was like, oh, we're out.
What? We're out? What?
Come on, man.
How does that happen? How does that happen so quick?
I guess it was too turnt up.
Too turnt up?
Too turnt up.
TTU?
Yeah, I guess if you want to, you know, abbreviate it.
Hashtag?
Whatever it is.
TTU? Mm-hmm. Too turnt up? Mm-hmm. You know, it happens. But, man, I had a great time. We had Roosh Williams, Doe Man, Showstopper. So many performers, man, came out. Bless the stage.
Shout out Propane.
Shout out to Propane.
Propane.
Propane. The professional of pain was in the building, rocked with his homie Doe Man. And it was such a great show, man. I actually got to have interviews with everybody, pretty much everybody who performed, as well as a couple of guests. So today on the Brad Gilmore Show,
On Demand,
you're going to hear Propane. You're going to hear Doe Man. You're going to hear
Showstopper.
You're going to hear Stockzilla.
Stockzilla.
You're going to hear T2, the ghetto hippie. And you're going to hear our double, Roosh Williams. All on one show.
All on one show.
Can you believe it, Motai?
I believe it.
What is this voice you're doing?
I don't know.
I don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah, me either, man.
But it's all good. But what a show. Can you believe that? All on one episode.
Oh, yeah.
Plus the news.
Plus real or fake.
Plus whatever else we decide to do.
Whatever.
Brother.
You know why?
Why?
It's the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand. And we've got this. Speaking of we, it's time for your
segment
here. Okay, stop it. On the Brad Gilmore Show, on demand. We're going to get into it this morning here. DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix. Sucka!
Okay, first things first. Pussy motherfuckers better hold they purse. If you ain't on my team, please step to the side. I will not be present when they roll in your hearse. Shout one time for the real motherfuckers that'll speak they mind when they do see fit. Stand up, cast no seats in the villain. If you think you the villain, are you losing grip? Finger on the trigger when the Uzi hit. You gonna recover or will you be split? Down on both knees, sucking on dick. Get really similar to a groupie bitch. I'm still in the game, been drilling my name. Fake goes both ways, treat women the same. And I don't give a shit. Is she gonna be giving me brain? Cause it ain't gonna be different after we biggity bang. You feeling me, man? I'm telling you, I seen it, I done it, I mean it, I want it. I'm feeling undefeated. I'm hunting these fraudulent motherfuckers because they thinking they something. I need to be coming up in the ring to beat them and cuff them. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Gotta make these people recognize who they dealing with. Mr. Winnie Jones finna walk up at the dealership in the rain. A goddamn thing you could tell. Always got your hand out and you knocking at my door. Cause you fraudulent. If I was you, I'd stole my focus. We all know you. The type to smile and give me down.
gave a damn about a hater. Got in my fam, stacking my paper. But I've been so busy, I'll get to that later. I pull up to that scene, I'm black like a raider. I'm pretty like Flacco, but scrap like I'm Rocky. Women as old as my pop, call me Poppy. We just set trends and these fuck rappers copy. The devil's a lie, boy, I'm Illuminati. They know to show fuss, but not show progression. Progress or process, and it is my obsession. Shitting on haters is not my profession. They was always hating, we was never stressing. Hell no, I'm the man, goddammit. The man, goddammit, understand. 100 grand when I rap, goddammit, look. The cool kid, but I kick it with the weirdos. Never had fear, flow sick, no kiddo.
I'm doing just what we do. FaceTime is my sound. Everything gets groovy. Roll up, just ballin' out with my crew. Everything that we do. FaceTime is my sound. Everything gets groovy. Roll up. Kickback, bitch, your bitch love it. Bitch, love it. Bitch,
love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Oh, but your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Oh, but your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it. If you a bad bro, you could come and rock with Stockzilla. Otis fam, H-Town, them my niggas. If Bun B, Hank say it, then you not Triller. Cut the dude in the coupe, got a flat top too. Turn your boo bug to a bugaboo. They know us, they gotta ask about you. They know us, they gotta ask about you. You don't have to like, long as your bitch love it. Switch the gold for the cold, got sick of it. They hate the rollie, but I swear that my wrist love it. When I stack mo chains, I'ma need six of them. Boys hug on they gut, cause they sick of them. We just pull up, stunt, make a bitch of them. Might even snatch one of them chick gums. She a little thick some. When you shine, this is what you get, son. Get some, look flying that. If me no likey, then we fly you back. If she gon' pay attention, then you might have to buy your back. You dry hating, and I don't want no parts in that. You see, this bitch is vintage, is an artifact. I ain't stunning much, play your part in that. But if you ask me why I'm buying that, you should know my reply to that. It's cause your bitch love you.
Yeah. Shit's crazy, right? Woke up this morning, my lights was off. I swear it felt like every week I take another loss. Man, fuck this job, cause I hate dealing with this fucking boss. But if I don't work, I won't be able to pay nothing off. My credit cards got declined and I'm still in debt. How come I'm getting way more bills than I'm getting checks? 3 in the morning, goddamn, can a nigga rest? Do I gotta shoot one of you motherfuckers just to get respect? Just came up on $300, I'm like, nigga, what? Should I put it on my phone bill or throw it in the club? Should I spend it on some Hennessy and buy a zip of bud? Might hit the shaker spot and show all of these strippers love. Man, you know me, I'm always falling for that bad bitch. I guess I'm infatuated with how that ass hit. She gets to talking, I get to throwing this cash quick. Then leave broke saying niggas can't never have shit. Got me thinking, what the fuck, fuck? With these other women on the side. Damn. Well, you know what? Fuck it, I'm done trying. Cause you ain't doing nothing but clouding my sunshine. So it's back to my mama crib. Creeping on her couch and all. This ain't where I'm trying to live. I put everything into this music, something gotta give. Man, it's about the only thing that I got to give. Nah, I ain't trying to be stuck here forever, ever. Gotta go through pain just to get the pleasure. Pleasure. And Lord knows I should be living better. Think it's by time I got my shit together. Got me saying, what the fuck, fuck, what the fuck, fuck. What the fuck, fuck, what the fuck, fuck, what the fuck, fuck, what the fuck, fuck, what the fuck, fuck.
told her, baby, I'm on, but your destination is next. Now I'm coming down on that freeway, that UGK in my dick. Got that take it off on replay, like Pimp C said. Now she texting me that she need a package, she ain't had it good in so long. Now I'm like, damn, shawty, I'm speed fast when I get to you, girl, it's home. And when I make it there, I just wanna see that ass, no boy shots and no thongs. She got that ocean half, I need to sink it quick. Rock the boat on my lead, shit, I hit the block and showed up to piece the wheel. I see some rockets pulled up and Keisha lit. I know your name was probably never heard of me, but they gon' know my name when you screaming niggas. I'm going in, at the same time I'm showing out. Got a leg shaking, I'm rolling around, I'm head crazy.
I can tell that she had first seen when she smiled. Shawty look dramatic, but it compliment her style. Late nights we get romantic, need a babysitter for the child. If I whip out, she like, ooh, child. I'ma hit that pussy, I might wake up another 2 rounds. Living room got like, hey, bitch, we done got another 2 down. Yeah, I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town.
That was DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
On yeah.
On demand.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You thought I forgot about my voice, didn't you? Well, I gotta get back into it anyways.
But you know, even though Monty's not here this week, we can't abandon the news because Motai.
Nah.
The news happens 24/7, 365. So right now let's do it. Let's get into the news. With news. Brad Gilmore and DJ Motai?
Oh, yeah.
And now the news with Ashley Imani.
All right, Motai, so much stuff to go over and talk about. Let's talk about a couple of the headlining stories right now. You know that this past weekend was the biggest weekend in professional wrestling ever, right?
Was it?
The WWE presented WrestleMania 30. 30 years of WrestleMania, which is the equivalent of the Super Bowl to professional wrestling.
Okay.
It's the biggest thing that happens.
Okay, okay.
And they always have their annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony,
right,
which last year, 2013, Booker T was inducted.
Booker T.
And this year, the big headlining name was the Ultimate Warrior. He hadn't been a part of the WWE in almost 20 years, believe it or not.
Okay.
And he made his big return, apparently signed a 3-year kind of ambassador deal, and made a great Hall of Fame speech, and was there on Saturday on the WWE Network during the Hall of Fame. Sunday, WrestleMania 30. Monday, he was on live television with Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday, the Ultimate Warrior tragically passed away at the age of 54.
That's crazy,
dude. It was insane, man. I actually got to talk to Kyle Hubbard about it on something we are doing on the Fake Monday Mornings channel.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to play that audio right now, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the Ultimate Warrior. I went to go to the movies last night, Mr. Hubbard. I went to go see Captain America. And
okay.
I was sitting in the movie theater, and Matt Topolsky calls me, and I send him to voicemail because I'm in a movie. I'm trying to be considerate. And he leaves me a voicemail saying, "Hey, check the news. You're not going to believe it." And I was like, "What does that mean?" You know. So I go to Twitter and I just refresh my page because I'm assuming that whatever's going down will be on my Twitter timeline. And
yeah, what else is Twitter for?
Exactly. It's just a 24-hour news cycle or something like that. But anyway, no. So I refresh my page, and the top thing I see is the Ultimate Warrior has passed away. I was like, "Are you kidding? Can't be real." He just went in the Hall of Fame on Saturday. We saw him on WrestleMania Sunday during the Hall of Fame segment. Then we saw him on Raw the next night. He looked great to me.
He looked very healthy, I have to say.
And Tuesday night, the Ultimate Warrior passes away. So these last 4 days have been insane for the Ultimate Warrior. What were your first thoughts? Because I think I broke the news to you, correct?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I was in bed. I was dozing off. I got a text message from you, and you informed me of his fate. And the lack of details right now is what I find the most disturbing. Maybe I'm just burnt by Benoit, but I'm expecting the worst because the timing is just so tragically bizarre. The timing is just unreal. I mean, seriously, like you said, after this weekend, after his speech on Monday, it just I want to know how he passed.
The only thing I've heard, and this can't be confirmed, was he was walking out of his hotel room with his wife, and in Arizona or somewhere, not Arizona, or maybe I don't know where it was. And he just grabbed his heart. I mean, he grabbed his chest and collapsed, is what I've read online. I think that was according to TMZ. I don't know how true that is. And then some fans said that they saw, they said when they saw him on Monday at Raw when he shook the ropes, they said that he looked like he wasn't feeling well. He looked unhealthy, which I didn't see.
I didn't see that at all.
I thought he looked great the whole pay-per-view and the whole weekend. Ultimate Warrior has tragically passed away. It's just I still don't think it hadn't set in really yet how big that is, but like he's literally just came back to the WWE this weekend, made his big return to Raw, I think first time since 1996. And he's tragically passed away. So, I mean, condolences to his family and his wife and his two daughters.
The silver lining in all of this, and it's hard to find one, obviously, but the fact that he was able to get into the Hall of Fame, he was able to see this past weekend. He was able to live that moment, which was, I can only imagine was a glorious moment for him and everyone that cared about him. I'm just happy he had that, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
No, I agree too, man. You know, at least he got to, you know, be there and give his, as he called it, the most anticipated Hall of Fame speech of all time. And it was a great, great speech. So, yeah, man, I mean, that's crazy. He dies at 54 years old. So my condolences go out to the Ultimate Warrior. The Brad Gilmore Show on Demand sends our condolences to the Ultimate Warrior's family. I think he's survived by his wife and two daughters, man. So very, very sad stuff. Another thing, though, late night talk show legend, David Letterman is stepping down from his talk show after 30 years.
Guess who's taking over it?
Who?
Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert is taking over the David Letterman show on CBS starting in 2015, mm-hmm. which means the end of the Colbert Report.
And the beginning of the late show
with Stephen Colbert.
Colbert. Is it Colbert or Colbert?
It's Colbert. I think it's actually Colbert, but I think he jokingly says Colbert.
Because he wants to be fancy.
Because he wants to be fancy.
Fancy.
He wants to be very, very fancy. Whimsy. It's all the mouth of whimsy. But yeah, man, I mean, so that's a huge deal because David Letterman, I mean, Johnny Carson was like the king of late night, right? He was on for 30 years.
Right.
David Letterman was supposed to replace him, but Jay Leno ended up replacing him instead on The Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
David Letterman then went to CBS, created his own show, and has been doing it for 30 years. If y'all can believe that.
It's a long time.
It's a long time to do a show, man. A late night talk show, 5 nights a week for 30 years. Had some classic moments. Classic moments on that show when Drew Barrymore flashed him on the desk. Very, 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 very crazy.
I'm sure it was a fun career.
Oh, 30 years. Oh, yeah. He's had some fun.
Oh, yeah.
He's had a lot of fun.
He's had quite a few guests on there.
It's been an incredible run. So like it's crazy that Jay Leno retires this year and Jimmy Fallon replaces him on the Tonight Show, and then now we have David Letterman retiring and Stephen Colbert replacing him, which is a great choice, I think. Though other names were thrown around, they thought maybe Ellen would take over.
Ellen.
They thought Colin. What's his name? Oh God, I'm blanking on his name. Who does the show after him? I can't think of his name right now. But there are a lot of possibilities, man, and I'm kind of glad with Stephen Colbert. I think he's a great guy. I think he's really funny. He's always super funny. He and Steve Carell came up together on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. So I think it's a great choice, man. So I'm excited for 2015 for Stephen Colbert. Now, we also got a couple things in the news today that are just kind of facts, just random facts.
What kind of facts?
WTF facts.
What the F facts?
And we're gonna read a couple of these. Now, I find some of these funny, and I just want to kind of get your opinion on these, Motai. Here's a WTF fact.
Okay.
Non-lubricated condoms are required among many armed forces as an emergency water canteen.
What?
Yeah. So a lot of the armed forces, I guess, are carrying around condoms, non-lubricated, of course. non-lubricated condoms, which, first of all, why would you buy such a thing?
First of all, why would you make such a thing?
Why? What's the point of that? What's the point of a non-lubricated
condom? So you can buy lube?
Yeah. You know, buy one, get one free, I guess. I don't know.
Sounds just painful.
It doesn't sound fun. No. It doesn't sound fun. I mean, I think it's the equivalent of trying to use a water balloon or a laminating machine or a trash bag. But anyway, moving right along. Can you imagine having to carry condoms as a soldier to use as emergency water canteens? And how do you even do it without like a sink? I don't understand how you can't just like
where do you get water from?
That's what I'm saying. Do you just dip it in the ocean?
Because if you dip it in there, you got to put pressure in there. To, you know.
Yeah, there's got to be something. You know, you got to have some water pressure to fill that thing up.
Then you just have a yeah.
You should have a limp condom with some water in it.
With some water in it.
Yeah, you got to use it as a sink. And I'm thinking if you have access to a sink, you got to have access to a canteen or a glass or something.
Yeah.
Condom. Would you ever drink out of a condom?
No.
Nothing would make you drink out of a condom?
Well, first of all, if you can fill a condom up, if you have something to fill up a condom, why don't you just use your hand?
You know? Oh, or put your mouth under it. Pause.
Yeah.
You could definitely put your mouth under a sink.
Yeah.
Just let it drip in your mouth.
Or
run in your mouth. Right?
Yeah, right.
It makes just as much sense.
It makes sense, yeah.
It makes just as much sense. So I don't know, man. I mean, that's an interesting thing.
It's an odd fact.
Let's think of something else. Let's brainstorm. What would be a better emergency canteen than a non-lubricated condom? Like off the top, what are you thinking? I'm thinking maybe Ziploc bags.
Well, you see, you gotta think logical. Like what would they carry that's lightweight, I guess?
Lightweight, small, compact.
Besides a condom.
Besides a condom. Non-lubricated, yes. Yeah, yeah. I wonder if it's lambskin or is it latex? We didn't even think about that.
Lambskin.
Yeah, lambskin condom.
Never heard of that.
You've never seen a lambskin condom? People nope. are allergic to latex. You know this, right?
Yes.
There are people out there who cannot use latex of any sort.
So how does lambskin work? If it's lamb, is it like a rubbery, you know?
It's a rubbery thing. Uh-huh. Now, I'm assuming it's actual lambskin, but I could be ignorant. We have a guest in here, but we're not going to name him. Is it real lambskin? Do you know? Yeah, it's real lambskin. So, yeah, that's interesting. So, so they didn't even preface if it's lambskin or latex. I'm assuming since some people are allergic to latex that they're carrying around non-lubricated lambskin condoms, lambskin.
This is a funny topic.
But I'm just saying, like, this is a miraculous to me.
Yeah.
So I would carry Ziploc bag, you know what I mean? With the Stay Fresh zipper on it, you know what I mean? Not just a normal one. You need the heavy duty.
Yeah, you need the ceiling one.
The ceiling one with the little plastic thing. Yeah, the zipper. Mm-hmm. I think I see us using that. What else is compact and we could use as a water canteen? The only thing I can think of is Ziplocs, man. Anything else, Motai?
I can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
Armed Forces. Let's see. So that means anyone in the military.
Yeah.
Police. Wait, would that be?
No. It'd be like Coast Guard, Air Force, Marines. You know, Navy SEALs, Army.
Bro, I don't know. I guess a non-lubricated condom was the best idea. I wonder who came up with that.
I wonder, like, it had to be like, you know, I think General Patton was like, you know, we could use condoms.
What?
Not for sex. Not for sex. For drinking water. What are you talking about? What? Drinking water? Yes. Oh, from now on, you need to carry around non-lubricated lambskin condoms.
Specifically
Trojan, not Durex, because we don't like that shit, and you have to use them for emergency water canteens. It's an interesting thing, man, to think about. I'm just saying. I'm putting that out there. I don't know. But that's an interesting story. What else we got? We got something that I found really weird and kind of creepy. Now, we're all fans of cartoons, right, when we were growing up, right?
Yes.
What were your favorite cartoons, DJ Motai?
I liked like TV shows or
cartoons? Yeah, TV show, TV cartoons.
Hey, man, I like Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry was the thing, you man. No dialogue.
It's just, you know, now that I think about it, I wonder if there was actually, like, you know, a subliminal message behind it. Because, you know, a lot of things have some
yeah.
But, you know, like, you know how they never showed, like, the lady's face?
Yeah, it was always her feet.
Yeah,
Yeah, and she always had like a, was it an apron? Or
yeah,
a
like an apron
like
on
that?
Her dress.
And,
you know, she had the heels.
She was, yeah.
She's Caucasian.
She was?
Yeah, she was white, right? She had to be white.
I don't remember.
I think she was white. She was either white or Asian.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, yeah, Tom and Jerry, I liked.
Bugs Bunny, were you a Looney Tunes fan?
Kind of. I watch it every now and then.
Flintstones?
I like, yes, Flintstones. How far back are we talking?
Scooby-Doo? You like Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You know what? You know what my, one of my favorite ones was? I love the Flintstones, but I loved their future cousins. I liked the Jetsons.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You had his boy, Elroy, daughter, Judy, Jane. His wife, remember? Like, it was just it was awesome.
Did you watch Pinky and the Brain?
Pinky and the Brain. Yeah.
Those like something that was like.
But getting back to, I love the Jetsons, man, because it was like they're in the future.
Yeah.
You know, George is just kind of a Mac in his own right. But I remember they had like the moving walkways, and they had like spaceship cars,
the robot,
robot nanny.
Yeah.
Robot nanny. But here's an interesting. This is another WTF fact.
Okay.
And you can see all these at I think it's WTF. What the F facts on Twitter. This is something I would have never guessed about the Jetsons. So here it goes. George Jetson got Jane pregnant when she was only 16 and he was 23.
Wow.
George Jetson is a pedophile.
Then again, it's a cartoon.
What does that mean? So the laws don't apply to cartoons? You're telling
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, you know how they have messages in, you know, in TV shows,
yeah,
and movies and all that stuff. It's crazy.
So he was 23.
Yeah.
Where does a 23-year-old George Jetson meet Jane?
Yo, I don't know.
Does he go to pick her up from high school? Like is this like a Pineapple Express where Seth Rogen's dating a girl in high school? Like, is that what happened? Or was he the teacher? Was he a substitute? This is my theory. I just thought of it.
He was
probably
a substitute teacher.
He was a substitute teacher at Future Academy
and
USA,
and he
was teaching a course on he taught woodshop.
Woodshop.
He taught woodshop.
Woodshop.
No, auto shop. I see George Jetson.
Are we sticking with what's going on in the cartoon?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, I guess auto shop. I mean, they got like I don't know, dude.
Let's think. What would George? I'm going. George Jetson was teaching woodshop. It was like an ancient course. Like, this is the art of woodshop.
This is what the people of the 21st century used to do.
I'm going to show you how to make a chair from wood. What
is wood?
What is wood, Jane? I'll show you. Ding 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 ding, and that's what happened.
George Jetson
gave her the wood, man. He gave Jane the wood, bro. Can you believe George Jetson was a pedophile?
Man, that's crazy.
What? Now I got to think of like Fred Flintstone and Wilma. Like, what? How big of an age difference is they?
Is they?
Are they?
Yeah.
And then if we think about the Flintstones movie with Halle Berry in it, how did John Goodman not cheat on his wife with Halle Berry? I would have. I'm sorry. I always was like, John Goodman, you're an idiot. That's Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
She's got to be up there, top 10 most gorgeous women of all time. All time, right? So how do you not do that? I'm now frustrated by the Flintstones. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
You're getting too turned up.
TTU.
TTU.
Hashtag.
Hey, speaking of cartoons and, you know, all this crazy stuff, did you hear the one about Toy Story?
Uh-uh.
How, you know how, like, Andy, his favorite toy is
Woody.
Uh-huh. And then he's got this hat. You know, that cowboy hat, but really, if you look at it, it doesn't look like a cowboy hat.
It's a weird cowboy hat.
It's a cowgirl hat, right?
Oh.
And when you, what's that cowgirl's name, the toy that comes into the movie?
In Toy Story 2?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember her name.
I don't know, but if you think about it, if you watch all three of them, you go back, and then it'll have scenes of Andy's mom's bedroom,
uh-huh,
and it'll have the, you know, cowgirl stuff here and there, and it's the same hat in the scene, except it's got that missing band or something, like it's an old hat.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, what they did was they put the story together, like, who was Andy's mom, which was, you know, she was her favorite, just like how Andy's, you know, favorite toy was Woody. It's like you get
Jesse. Jesse was
there
her
you
name.
Go, Jesse.
By the way, yeah.
So her, you know, it was like I guess it was kind of like passed down type of thing, but some interesting.
Yeah, it is weird to think about. I always heard that the Wizard of Oz, like everything in the Wizard of Oz, represented something.
Right.
Like the Yellow Brick Road was actually gold bricks, and Oz was OZ for ounces. So it was like something about gold ounces, and then the Tin Man, the price of tin, and then like then the Scarecrow represented like the agriculture society, and the Emerald City was like the big business industrial stuff.
And then what was the lion?
He was just nature.
Nature. But he wanted courage or something, right?
Yeah, he wanted courage. Yeah, yeah. He was a cowardly lion.
There you go.
Cowardly you know, lion. Great film.
Have you seen the? They made different versions of the Oz movie, right?
Yeah, they made Return to Oz, and then they made Oz the Great and Powerful, which is a recent one with James Franco and Mila Kunis, which Mila Kunis was the Wicked Witch of the West.
Huh.
Interesting stuff, man.
That is interesting.
We're a little off topic.
Yeah. How do we get on? Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway, bottom line. You got to use non-lubricated lambskin condoms as emergency water canteens for all you survivalists.
Oh, yeah.
And George Jetson was a pedophile and a woodshop teacher. Little known fact.
Little known fact.
So that's you got anything else, Motai?
No, I mean, I think, you know, nothing right now. So there's interesting facts for you. What the fuck facts?
Yes.
I mean, what the
facts? Beep.
We need some bleeps.
We need some bleeps in this.
Yeah.
We need some bleeps in this. Bitch.
We need some bleeps in his peep.
There you go. So that's the news for this week. Now we're about to get into a phone call discussion. We're going to have a couple people call in to talk about what they think about this subject. Now, this question was posed to me, DJ Motai, and let's talk about it first.
All right.
Now, there's a big craze about legalizing marijuana. Oh. Everybody wants marijuana to be legalized.
Oh.
Colorado's done it. California's done it for medicinal purposes. I think there's another state that I'm forgetting that did it. Maybe. I don't know. But here's the question that was posed to me. If a national, you know, proposition came about to where you could legalize marijuana in all 50 states.
All 50 states.
But the caveat to it, the one factor, the one thing that would happen if you legalized all 50 states for marijuana is that alcohol would be outlawed. It would be prohibited. It would be illegal. All right.
So you're exchanging one.
One for the other. Mm-hmm. All right. That's the only condition. You can legalize marijuana in all 50 states. That includes Hawaii and Alaska. But alcohol banned
no
in
more.
All 50 states, including Puerto Rico and
Man,
Guam.
Hey, imagine bars. They would run dry. You would have, huh?
You have cranberry juice. You could buy cranberry juice at a bar, sodas.
With a side of marijuana.
With a side of marijuana. So what would you do, Motai? Would you vote for this ticket?
I don't know. I got to do some thinking and, you know, I got to think about it. Really.
All right. So while DJ Motai thinks about it, we're going to turn it over to you, the callers, the listeners. We want to know, what do you think?
No, wait. Before we get into that, what would you do?
What would I do?
I know you don't drink or you.
If I don't drink nor smoke, so I'm a little impartial in this. Now, having heard what people say about both, to me, I think alcohol is a vile substance. All right.
Okay.
I think it's a poison. It eventually kills you.
Yes.
You become addicted to
yes.
it.
Yes.
And I mean, you can die from it. I mean, and then it brings out the worst in people as well.
Worst.
I mean, I can't think of how many domestic abuse cases have happened due to alcohol. You know what I mean? I think it's a vile substance, which is why I don't drink it. So I would prefer alcohol to be outlawed than for weed or marijuana or cannabis. Or HTC or whatever it is to be
THC.
THC. You know, HTC, that's my favorite phone next to the iPhone. You okay. can tell I'm not a smoker, bro. anyway, that's what I think, man. I think I would prefer marijuana over alcohol just because I think alcohol is a vile, vile substance. Having said that, I know wine has antioxidants and is good for your heart, but still...
But.
Too much of anything is a poison. So, I mean, alcohol especially. So, that's my thoughts, man. So, let's hear from the callers, and then I'm going to hear from DJ Motai. What do y'all think? Would y'all legalize marijuana if you had... The only condition is you have to ban alcohol. What
no
do y'all
more.
Think? Let's hear you right now. All right, right now we have Tommy on the phone from Scottsdale, Arizona. Tommy, what do you think? How you doing, actually, man? You good?
What's going on, Brad Gilmore? How you feeling, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. You're on live right now. So what do you think? Would you legalize marijuana if the only condition is you have to ban alcohol in all 50 states? What do you think?
Hell yeah.
Why would you do that?
My idea is marijuana. I'm smoking a joint right now. And marijuana, I believe that it's way better than alcohol, man. Because you never hear about anybody coming home and beat their wife after they smoke the joint.
Yeah,
they just
want to
have sex, you know? drunk people, they want to have sex with the kids and do all type of crazy shit, man.
That's a good point, man. So you're a marijuana smoker?
Man, I'm smoking a joint right now, so.
And you do not drink alcohol?
I don't touch a damn glass of that motherfucking algae.
Okay, man. Well, I appreciate your enthusiasm, Tommy. Now, let me ask you this, though. So if weed is legalized and alcohol is no more, right, what would happen to all the bars?
Shit, they'd be like Amsterdam, start selling weed.
Okay, that's a good point.
So instead of selling, you know, making sales off of drinks, you'd sell weed or cannabis
exactly.
Or marijuana.
Or HTC. Because everybody's going to be lazy smoking their butt.
But then, I don't know. I just got to see how that, I got to picture it in my head.
How would people get turned up, Tommy?
Yeah.
How would people start to enjoy the party?
They would get high off the spirit, like they say in the Bible. You would get high off the spirit.
Okay, Tommy. Well, I appreciate your outlook on life, man. That very interesting point. But you would choose, yes, you want to legalize marijuana and ban alcohol.
You're motherfucking right.
All right, Tommy. Well, I appreciate your call, man.
Hey, Brian Gilmore, you're my favorite fucking show every fake Monday morning, man.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it, man. Take care, bro.
No doubt.
Hey, and we got Rayleigh right now calling in from Dallas, Texas. Rayleigh, what do you think? Would you make marijuana legal in all 50 states if you had to ban alcohol completely?
Oh, definitely. I would, for sure.
Why is that?
I think, you know, they're advertising too much on the TV, like alcohol is so bad. And I think marijuana is just, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as alcohol.
You think alcohol is more of a poison than it is a pleasure?
For sure.
So, well, let me ask you this. We had another caller call in. If weed was legalized in all 50 states and alcohol is banned, what would people do at bars for fun? How would people get turned up?
I mean, honestly, they should have, you know, where you could smoke marijuana.
So,
instead of having, you know, they should have marijuana smoking like at the bar instead of drinking, honestly.
But then wouldn't people be all high and lazy while they're trying to party?
No, I mean, you don't get high, you don't get lazy, really. It upbrings you sometimes, so it just depends on what you're smoking on.
Depends on what you're smoking on.
Yeah. Well, all right, Rayleigh. Well, I appreciate you calling
all
in.
Right.
All right, thank you.
All right.
All right, bye. So, yeah, really great to hear what the people had to say. We had Tommy from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Hey, you know what? I got to call Stocks.
Why?
Sounded like a lot like him, dude.
You think Tommy was Stocks?
I think so.
I don't know, man. I don't think so, man. But we had Rayleigh also from Dallas, Texas call in. Give us their thoughts. Motai, you hadn't given us yours, though. What'd
you
do?
This is my thought. I thought about it. You know, we asked Tommy and Rayleigh about the whole bar thing. Yo, it does depend on what you smoke on. But, like, it would be like a lot of chopped and screwed music being requested. I would just expect that, you know. It's not really turned up like that. It's
no more booty up down. It's
like on my way
swing.
And a swing to the left. Pop, pop,
so a lot of DJ DMD playing played. That's not a bad thing.
Nah, of course.
Shout
not.
Out to DMD, man. So, yeah, that's an interesting topic, man. You know, hit us up more on Twitter and Instagram, hashtag BG Show. Give us your thoughts. We want to hear from everybody about it. And we might read your tweets on the show next week, man. So definitely do that. And hit us up on at Brad Gilmore Show as well on Twitter and Instagram. So DJ Motai.
Brad Gilmore.
You know, right before we're about to go into our interviews for this week. All right, but before we do, we're going to have a quick commercial break and come back with all of our interviews with Roosh Williams, Dough Man, Stockzilla, T2 the Ghetto Hippie, Propane, Showstopper.
Showstopper.
All of them are here on the Brad Gilmore Show, and I want to give a big shout-out to my good friend, Rich Belchini, a.k.a. Rich Brennan, who made his debut today when we're recording this Thursday on WWE television on WWE NXT. So big shout-out to Rich, man, for that. So appreciate big congrats. That's all I'm trying to say. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, DJ Motai. All
right.
And we'll be back with all our interviews from the Debonair Lounge Hip Hop Showcase this past Monday.
If you haven't been to a live Reality of Wrestling event, your next opportunity is coming up fast. Be at the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex at 16511 Diana Lane in Houston on Saturday, April 19th to see the flagship of professional wrestling. Go to realityofwrestling.com to purchase your advance tickets and get a chance to meet special guest Scott Steiner. It all happens Saturday, April 19th at the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex at 16511 Diana Lane in Houston. For more information, go to realityofwrestling.com.
We're here right now, Debonair Lounge Hip Hop Showcase with the man, our double. Scooby Roo. There we go. Roosh Williams. How you doing, man? Everything good?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How you living?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I see you out here. You're working. You came. You just fucking destroyed the stage.
Thank you.
Like you always do, man.
I try.
Last time I saw you, man, was actually at the Scope Show.
Oh, okay.
Where you really set it down to in the Unplugged set, man. Talk about the Scope Show for a second. Did you enjoy that?
I did, thoroughly. Yes, I did. Scope Show was cool. Shout out to SF2 and Teresa. It was a great event. Everything was cool, man.
Definitely, and you're still pushing.
And also, shout out to WZ and Propane, man. They were awesome. They set it off, too.
Man, everybody killed it that night, man. It was like I was in the crowd, man. I had the privilege of just standing right there in the middle, man. Such a dope thing to do, you know? And I'd like to thank the three top MCs here, man, in the city of Houston, man.
Hey, I appreciate that.
And you're putting it out there, man. You're working right now. You still have Deja Roo out.
Absolutely, man. I am pushing Deja Roo still, which is incredible, man, because it's been over a year. And
has it been a year?
It was March 5th, man. Over a year. 13 months, man.
I feel like Fraudulent just came out.
Right? And it's crazy, man. You know, so you know, we're still pushing that, and honestly, it's awesome. It's like a blessing, not to sound cliche, but it truly is a blessing to be able to keep pushing off that after a year, you know. But it's cool because that's what I was hoping for out of it. So it's nice that happened. I'm about a couple songs away from finishing my next project, like real album, and I'm extremely excited about it. I got some different sounds on that. Hope so. We gonna get live. Nah, it's gonna be cool, man. It's gonna be tight.
When can we expect a new album, man? I'm excited,
man. Hopefully, I was initially shooting for the end of May, but it's probably gonna be maybe in June. So I don't know. I don't want to like say something and not live up to it. But
you have a title?
I can't put that information out yet.
Well, actually, wait. Well, let's back up real quick. After you put out Deja Roo, you actually had a 5-song EP drop.
That's correct. I did. Drobots, the reboot, man. Shout out to Simple Mobile. They hit me up, gave me an opportunity to create an EP in a day with Like from Pac Div making all the beats, and Like did a couple hooks, and we had Devin the Dude do a hook as well. And, you know, Hip Hop DX and Complex were a part of it, so also shout out to them. And that was an incredibly unique and awesome opportunity. We took advantage of it, and it did a lot for me. And honestly, it kind of helped revive Deja Roo. So that was very cool. Very cool, man. I'm very grateful for that. But and you know, the music that's gonna be on my album has been, I was beginning to make it before that EP even was released, so kind of gave me some breathing room.
Yeah, gave you like a chance. So this new album coming out hopefully in June. We don't want to say anything. Do you have any features on it though?
The only confirmed feature right now is Scarface.
Oh, that's pretty dope, man. Yeah. Scarface, Face Mob will be making a return on Roosh Williams' album. Second time in a row, man. That's actually pretty cool, man.
Man, he's a cool ass dude. I can't shout out to him enough. I mean, honestly, just being around him, you know, I'm a young dude compared to him, man. He's been in this shit 25 plus, so it's fucking, I mean, what can you say, you know?
And last but most certainly not least, before I let you go, dude, The Undertaker lost.
Man, to Lesnar, you know? I don't know. Hey, honestly, I salute it. It's a good move, and like the way they set it up is really villain, really villainy. It's gonna ruffle feathers, so I salute that. You know, and that's cool. Hey, you don't hold up. Hold up. So, but other than that, give me 1 second. But I mean, other than that, you know, it was kind of shitty, but whatever.
Whatever, man. But Deja Roo's out right now. You can buy it on iTunes.
Yes.
The 5-song EP, the Drobots reboot, right, is
free.
Out. You can download it free. Hip Hop DX, probably Complex has it. They all have it.
Nope.
And new album comes out June, hopefully, right?
Hopefully. Maybe, man, possibly. Maybe it's not the right time. I don't know yet.
R Double. Give me a nickname. What's another one? What's another one that you have?
I'm kind of drunk, so I don't have a good one right
Nothing.
Now.
Nothing. Can't give me any of them? It's all right. It's all right. R double, Scooby Roo. I'll go with that one again. It's back in here. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, Brad Gilhore. How about
Gil, right,
hey, Gil S'mores. There you
go. There you go. Okay. Appreciate it, man. I'm here right now with Propane, man. Not only are you killing the radio, man, you're killing shows. Okay. Real quick, tell me real quick, man. It's good to talk to you again. Good to see you. I haven't seen you since the Scope Show, bro. Okay. Tell me about Two Rounds, man. What's going on, man? It's everywhere. Every time I turn on 97.9, they're playing it.
Man, it's, and shout out to 97.9, you know, for jumpstarting that record. Also, shout out to 93.7. for doing anything. Shout out to Dallas, Chicago, Atlanta, everybody that's supporting the record. Shout out to Devin Dell Lounge, man. I had a great time here. Devin Man killed it, like usual. Felvert Trill ripping, doing it right, man. Shout out to Brad Gilmore.
That's
shout out
right,
my boy Tay. Y'all always holding it down, man. Showing good hospitality every time I come here, man. Devin Dell Lounge is definitely a spot to come to, man.
Man, and Riding Slab still doing great, man. Man, I still jam it every day.
Man.
You just shot the Two Rounds video, right?
Yes, yes, we reshot it. Me and Rich Homie reshot it in Atlanta. Shout out to Migo, shout out to Young Thug, shout out to Big Crit, shout out to D-Lo, everybody that came out in Atlanta, man, and show love. It was a movie.
What's next, bro? Tell me what's next for you.
World Chico.
World Chico, that's right. That's
just,
right,
we trying to get it, man. We just trying to take it to where we can take it, man, you know?
That's what's up, man. Well, you know you got supporters here in Houston, man. Yeah. And I appreciate you coming out. Debonair Lounge, Propane, man.
Appreciate
it. Take it easy, man.
Hello, everybody. I'm Brad Gilmore right here, back on the Brad Gilmore Show, on demand.
On demand.
And I'm here at the Debonair Lounge, first ever hip-hop showcase, with my guy who came just to support. You attended tonight. His name...
Stockzilla, nigga.
Stocks, man. How you been, man? Everything good?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Mr.
It's good to see you, man. You know, we were talking earlier to a mutual friend, and he said that I have a white flat top. That's what my hair is. And I said, you have...
the black flat top.
The black bouffant.
The black bouffant.
But I don't know. We're both winning on the hair game. But man, what I wanted to say, man, first of all, you came out here. Appreciate it tonight. Right now, last time we talked to you on the show, man, you were about to drop... Bet Your Bitch Love It with Ray P. And now it's out. It's on iTunes. That's right. I got your plug, man. And on Amazon. And on Amazon.
Spotify, anywhere you can buy music, anywhere.
Bro, and you've been working this record pretty good, man.
Y'all have been helping me.
Hey, wait. No, you've been doing it because it's a great record, man.
Thank you.
We have been spinning on the show. Shout out to DJ Motai.
Shout out to DJ Motai.
Shout out to DJ Motai, man. But you recently also played at Young Jeezy, bro.
I did.
You opened up for the legend, Young Jeezy. Tell me about that.
That was actually very great. I didn't actually get to really chop it up with him, but he did his damn thing, and I heard that I did my damn thing.
Well, hey, you can't be too mad about that, man. What brought you out, though, to the Debonair Lounge tonight?
Really, I came to see all the local talent come up and do their thing, and definitely came out to support you, Mr. Brad Gilmore.
Well, I appreciate that. Look at this guy. This guy, T2 the Ghetto Hippie, just walked up
on
us.
What up, man? What's really good?
How you doing, man?
I'm chilling.
You're making your first appearance on the Brad Gilmore Show right now.
Really? What's good, Brad Gilmore Show? I feel fucking blessed, yo. Thank you. This is epic, man. Hold on. Can I test my mama real quick?
Yeah. But anyway, okay, y'all both came out tonight. Y'all are both MCs. Y'all came out to check out the Debonair Lounge Showcase, man. T2, what brought you out here?
Support the homie Rouge and Dope Man's Dope for sure. And it's fucking something different. Try out on a Monday night.
Yeah, man, you enjoyed your evening?
I did, yes. I got some free drinks and fucking enjoyed myself for sure. Thank you. Crown Royal / Tay Mission, Mr. Brad Trillmore for sure.
Definitely, man. Now it's definitely a great night, man. What's up next for Stocks?
What up, pussy?
Sorry. Ignorance.
Ignorance.
The Ignorance EP.
Coming soon?
Coming soon.
What, how soon?
Ooh, sooner than a virgin.
All right, man. Well, Stockzilla, teach you to get a hippie. Appreciate it.
Hey, Stocks has awesome hair, yo. Y'all should really check that shit out.
Hello, everybody. Brad Gilmore back here on the Brad Gilmore Show, here at the first ever Debonair Lounge Hip Hop Showcase. And I'm with a guy who I've seen perform. This is my second time seeing you perform. You destroy the stage. His name is Doe Man. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How you doing, Brad?
Bro, I'm good. My voice is going out just a little bit. But you know that. You just performed your heart out, man. How you doing, man? How's everything going, man? What, I saw you perform at the Scope Show recently, man. You came here with your man Propane, man. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Man, you know, my name is Doe Man. I'm from the south side of Houston. We just out here trying to get it like everybody else. You know what I mean? I feel like I got an advantage being at a disadvantage of being Hispanic or Latino, but we out here working and we just trying to get it, you know what I mean?
You know what's crazy, man, is like, you know, the Hispanic and Latino, like, hip hop market has gone down like a lot, I've realized lately. There's not a lot of guys out there in the forefront. Yeah. And I can see, man, your style was just so fly, man. You came out there and man, it was just super duper fly. So I think you could bring it back, man. What do you think, man, about what do you think makes you different though than not just Latin artists, than other hip hop artists in Houston, man? Because your live show, man, really did a lot for me.
I appreciate that.
You know
that.
What I mean? So what makes you different?
What makes me different is the lyrical content. I feel like you know, I put effort in every line. You know, even if it goes unnoticed, I put effort in every line that I do. I feel like being who I am and where I come from, not being just Hispanic, but being who I am and who I grew up around, made me who I am, and it makes me better. Not better, but it gives me the edge on a lot of people, because a lot of people came from the basic background. Just turned rap overnight. I've been doing this shit since I was in third grade. So, you know,
third grade, man. So ever, man, you've been putting it down forever, right, man. Tell me one thing, and then I'll let you go, man. Two things. What about your live show? Like, what makes you like transcend the stage? Because, man, you have one of the best live hip hop shows I've seen, man, in the city. I've been doing this, you know, for 10 years now. What makes you? What do you think is the X factor that makes you like a little bit better on stage than most people?
I think it's really like, it's that I refuse to lose. Like, I don't want, like, it don't matter if it's somebody, it don't matter if Kanye West will perform me, I'm trying to go and be better than him. Showstopper put on an excellent show. He put
definitely
on a great show. So yeah, shout out to Stopper. I was like, yo, I gotta come with it. So my thing is that I boxed for 10 years.
Yeah.
So I'm refuse to lose. I'm not gonna lose. I'm gonna go as hard as I possibly can, and I'm gonna give everybody everything, you know what I'm saying, every piece of me.
Definitely. So, what do you got? What do you got coming up? You got a project out? You got something coming up?
I got the Dyna EP out on that Piff. It's only a 5-song EP. We're getting ready for the mixtape to drop probably midsummer. You know, we got Propane on there. We're probably gonna get the big homie Slim on there. Just, you know, we got that coming, and we got video shoots. We got May 8th. I'm performing Warehouse Live with GZ Garza, and you know, it's called Latin Invasion. So we're gonna be out there. So definitely.
Man, what's your Twitter, real quick?
DoeManxDyna. Also on Instagram, you can follow me.
Man, Dope Man, hey, I'm letting everybody know right now, you gotta go check this guy out. Dopest show I've seen in Houston in a long, long time.
Appreciate
and check
it.
Out his EP on Dat Piff right now. Mixtape coming soon, Dope Man. I appreciate you, my brother.
Appreciate you, bro.
Hello, everybody. Brad Gilmore. Brad Gilmore Show. We're back here broadcasting live at the Debonair Lounge. First ever Debonair Lounge hip-hop show. And I'm here with a performer who just killed it. He's changed his name now. His name is Stoppa, formerly known Showstoppa. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm great. How are you?
Bro, I can't complain. Now, it's been a while since you've been on the Brad Gilmore Show.
Right.
Long, long time ago. I think it was like episode like 9 or something like that.
What episode are you on now?
I think this is 48.
Oh,
this
shit.
This is 48. So it's been a minute. Update the people, the listeners. What have you been up to?
Man, we're working on the project, the YSL project. We're going to have that release for the summer. We're working on the album, Wish Me Well. It's great. Got a lot of great features, a lot of great production on it, and I'm just excited about it, man.
No, definitely, man. And when you were on the show, you were telling me all that time ago, you had a special DJ who's gonna host YSL. You finally announced it. It's DJ Smalls,
right?
Legendary Southern Smoke DJ.
Right, right.
Tell me a little bit about how that came about.
Well, he heard a few of the songs, man. I think it was 92 Dream Team and Invitation Only. And he was, you know, we talked about it. We worked out the paperwork and everything, and we got it right, you know. He just got off the Yo Gotti tour, the I Am tour, you know. As soon as he got off that, we got it in. We put the project together, and shit, we made it happen.
All right, couple more things, man. Now, this is the first Debonair hip-hop show ever. You tore the stage down, you and your man Prince Cannon. Tell me, what has the Debonair Lounge and the Debonair Lounge experience been to Showstoppa for these past few months?
Well, ever since I performed at Debonair, man, it's just been a great vibe, great people, you know. They're very receptive to the music. They really listen. They sit down and they really pay attention to the acts, you know. And I respect
definitely
that. I respect that, because you can't go too many places where people all sit down, especially when they're drinking. They probably everywhere. Even the TVs are even on, and people still don't pay attention to the TVs. So
hell yeah,
that's dope, you know.
Man, so much stuff has been going on, I know, in Stoppa's career. This is the last thing I want to say. Why the name change?
I felt like life is about transitions, you know. Sometimes you got to make a change. You got to take it to the next level. And Showstoppa was created off being a great rapper. So my whole life I was preparing to be a great rapper, you know, with Showstoppa. So I feel like with the name change of Stoppa, I really get to create myself as an artist now, with still the rap technical side of rap, you know. Not even just the technical side, but just rapping, you know? So I get to blend the two together very well and take it to the next level with that.
Definitely, man. Now, the mixtape comes out when?
I
can't tell you what day it is, but just know it's in the summer.
In the summer sometime, followed by an album, man. Showstopper. Oh, Stoppa.
Stoppa. Yeah.
All right, definitely. And it's Stoppa Online is your Instagram. Stoppa Online.
Instagram, Twitter.
All that good stuff. Yeah. Well, Showstoppa. Oh, Stoppa. Yeah. Stoppa.
It's going to take some getting used to
it. I got to get used to it. It's weird.
I'm saying Showstoppa, but Stoppa, Yappa, Y'all, whatever. You know, just hit me up. Let me know what's good.
Man, Stoppa Online. YSL coming soon. Appreciate you, man.
No problem, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.